STF raids ganja plantation in Lunugambehera. The STF carried out a massive raid covering 3 acres cultivated with nearly 9,000 ganja plants inside the Lunugambehera Forest Reserve, police spokesman said. The STF team was deployed from the Buttala STF camp.
Traffic offences on expressway. Legal action had been taken against 155 drivers who violated traffic regulations on the Southern Expressway in the last 15 days. Police said drivers were charged for driving at excessive speed, causing accidents due to reckless driving, and violating other traffic rules. A senior official said the drivers were yet to come to terms with traffic regulations for the expressway, which usually ended in a booking.
Three nabbed for illicit transport of cattle. The Special Task Force, STF, arrested three men who were allegedly transporting a herd of cattle consisting of 11 cows in the area of Mahawaya. The suspects were transporting the cattle to an undisclosed site to be slaughtered. The STF team was on a routine patrol in the area at the time when they arrested the three men. The suspects and the cattle were handed over to the Mahawaya police for further investigations.
Thieves escape with computer accessories. Thieves broke into the Samurthi Bank in Pusselava and allegedly stole computer accessories worth around Rs 85,000. The management lodged a complaint with the Badulla police the next day after discovering the damage and the loss. Police said the thieves had attempted to break the safe lockers, but after they failed to accomplish the task, they had taken away the computer accessories.
Suspect held for possessing heroin. Police arrested a suspect who allegedly possessed nearly 200 grams of heroin during a raid that was carried out in the Palliavatta area of Handala. The raid was carried out after getting information from the residents about his activities and whereabouts.
Absconding woman arrested. A woman who was hiding in the Valigama area without paying back Rs 950,000 after obtaining it from three persons to start a business was arrested. She had taken the money, promising that it will be returned within 6 months, the police said. She had started a salon by investing the money.